With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Sunday, September 25th. And for some of our Jewish listeners, you may be preparing for your Rosh Hashanah evening. If not, you're enjoying your Sunday. And whatever it is you are doing, we hope you're making the best of the day ahead. We are here to help you navigate your financial journey. And the way we do that is we ask you to send us your questions, and you just go to jillonmoney.com. You click the Contact Us button, and of course, let us know if you'd like to come on the air. Today, we're talking to Nick, who's from the Bay Area, and we're going to cover an age-old question. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Jill. How are you doing today?
Great. What's up?
So I was calling in today to see, just got a small raise and was curious whether it'd be better off putting a little extra towards the principal payment on my mortgage or putting it towards retirement.
Okay.
I love paying down debt, but figured I'd ask the question.
All right. Any other debt that's out there? Any student loans? Any car? Any credit card? Anything else?
Thankfully, no.
All right. That's great. Tell me about yourself. How old are you?
37.
Okay. Are you married, single, partnered?
Married.
Okay. Yeah. Married. And right now, the house is worth approximately how much?
We'll call it $850,000.
Okay. Now, tell me the mortgage amount that is outstanding is how much?
$398,000.
What is the interest rate on that mortgage?
3.625.
So cheap, man. Do both of you work? Or is one of you do a little home stuff? What's going on?
Both of us work.
Okay. How much is your combined income?
About $215,000.
At this point, do you have kids or no kids?
No kids.
Okay. And plan to have kids? Anything else like sort of on the horizon that I should know about before we make this decision?
Nah, nothing crazy. We've definitely talked about kids, but it's not something in the immediate future.
Nick, I want to explain something to you. You can't just talk about it. You have to do something else if you want to have kids.
Of course.
All right. Just want to make sure you understand that. So are you both using retirement plans?
So I currently made a job change a year ago, mm-hmm. and I don't have an employer 401k to participate in, but my wife has ever since she's been employed. And then I obviously participated in the one in my previous job. Mm-hmm. So she's participating and I'm kind of accounting for it out of my paycheck every week.
Okay. And are you using another retirement plan? Are you using an IRA perhaps?
Yes, I've got money going into an IRA. I'm going to max that out this year. But then I've also got money going into like a general brokerage account, bolster that.
The general investment account, how much are you putting in?
Doing about 200 a week.
Okay, so about 800 a month. And with this raise, what could you bump that to? Does this end up being a couple hundred bucks a month? I don't know how many hours you work.
Yeah. It'd be about, between 100 and 200 bucks. I could probably do something with.
And is your wife maxing out her retirement plan?
She is. We, since I started listening to the program, it kind of gave us a good kick in the butt on things to ask ourselves. So
fantastic.
Yeah, she's currently doing that.
Okay, great. So here's the issue. 100 or 200 bucks a month, should I pay off a 3.625% mortgage or should I add it to my general investment account? So you've already self-disclosed that you're a wimp, and I love that you like to pay down debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. Let's presume, I'm not even going to give you the full, you know, takedown of that. Let's say that you're after tax, that this mortgage costs you about 3% on an annualized basis, okay? And let's also presume that the general investment account, what would you say would be a great, like, if you could be, if you could go to sleep at night and say, I'm going to try to earn this much on this account over the next, let's say, 30 years, how much do you think you'd like to try to earn over 30 years in the general investment account?
You know, I'd think anywhere north of probably 5 to 9% would be great.
Right. So let's even say 6%. Let's say that you got 6% in your general investment account, and let's even knock it down to after tax, because you're going to have to pay some capital gains. But let's say that we said, okay, 4.5% after tax, right?
Okay.
So then I'm comparing a chance to make 4.5, maybe 5 or 6%. I'm going to call it 4 to 6% after tax, because who knows? Let's call it 4 to 5. You can make 4 to 5% after tax for 30 years, or you can guarantee that you're going to earn 3% over the next 25, 30 years. So the math is better putting money into your general investment account. But that does not actually account for like the delicious feeling that you have of paying down debt. So I know that. How much money is in the general investment account right now?
Roughly 200K.
Okay. And how much is in your old retirement account, your current IRA, and your wife's retirement account? So retirement assets total are how much?
So in the general investments, I've got, we'll call it 100K in the rollover IRA. Mm-hmm. I've also got 38K in a Roth IRA. The general brokerage is about 68.
Okay. All right.
And then the wife has close to 80K in her 401.
Here's what I would say. You know that great feeling you have about paying off the house? I want mm-hmm. you to become more enticed by the great feeling that having a pile of money can provide you.
And I can go for that.
Yeah, right? Okay. So here's the way to maybe rationalize it. Because if you're a smart guy and you sound like a smart guy, you might say, okay, wait a minute, 4.5% versus 3%, you know, it might add up to a bunch of money over the next 30 years, but mm-hmm. I take risk to get the 4.5% and there's no risk to get the 3%. So that is one argument. But then I will put back to you, the risk you have is that you are now paying down a loan and you've lost the liquidity. You don't have the money. So if you were to have stopped talking about kids and finally do something about it, you might like to have $100,000, $200,000 sitting in liquid assets, not a paid down mortgage, because it's a lot harder to figure out how to extract money from your house later once you've paid that down. So I think you're young. You guys probably have lots of different twists and turns in your careers, in your lives. I think that the access to liquidity should be more important to you than the good vibe of paying down your mortgage. If you, like Nick, want to know whether or not to pay down your mortgage or invest your money with your free cash flow, give us a holler. And if there's anything else on your mind that is weighing you down, keeping you up, anything that is just a query, it doesn't even have to be so serious, let us know. JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and Mark does all of that other hard work. Speaking of Mark's hard work, he also puts together the weekly newsletter, which is free, and it comes out every Friday, so you should check it out. And if you don't receive it right now, it's a wonderful way to tune up for the weekend. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter. And if you are not a subscriber to this show, of course you should be. And if you think someone else can maybe be helped by our program, send it along. We're always trying to expand our community because it's more fun the more people who play. Okay, that is it for the program. Do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. And for those of you who are celebrating, Shana Tova. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.